Cliffo and Bronte.
Hello, it's the Cliffo and Bronte Touristy Podcast.
Hello.
It's in the title today because producer Beck is away. So I've called today on the podcast. Good morning. It's Thursday.
Why?
T-H-U-R-S-D-E-E.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to be colloquial or just, I don't know, easygoing or cool.
Yeah,
or
no, that's good.
On the pod.
All the coolest people have to explain their jokes and their coolness.
That's what I've always thought. Anyway, what did you do today that was so cool?
I tried to make you Bronte? Proud. I tried to make you proud of me for once.
Failed miserably.
What?
We also asked the question. Now, this one was a winner. This one, yeah, you got me hook, line,
Thank
and sinker.
Thank God.
What'd you get banned from?
Yeah.
A lot of bannings.
So many people have been banned in Queensland, you naughty, naughty people.
A lot of bannings. Another clickbait Cliffo and round four of Can You Be Bronte Redemption Round. Can Dave make it a four-for?
It was a spicy one.
Yeah. Dave.
That's how spicy it was.
Spicy. It's coming up on the pod.
Counting down to Christmas, tis the season, lots of events starting, people doing their Christmas parties and holiday get-togethers. Someone who has a bit of anxiety, a four-day hangover, is someone that my partner Dill knows who had their gym pub crawl Christmas event on the weekend. Don't know what he did exactly, still don't have the info, but all we do know is that as a result of his actions, he has received a lifetime ban from a pub.
He's trying to bench press a barman.
Probably, knowing this guy.
Mate.
He's a bit crazy. It won't be the first, I'm going to guess.
The lifetime ban.
It's a long one.
Big ban. we're not aiming that high. We're just saying 13, 10, 60. What were your regular bans?
Yeah, regular bans.
Regular bans. Could be you who was banned. Maybe it was someone you know who was banned. Maybe you're the one doing the banning.
Yeah, true.
What power.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
I remember someone who was admin, like, crazed, admin full of power, banning someone from a local Facebook page.
Oh, my God. Stop. True. Digital bans. I didn't even think about
Digital
that.
Digital bans. They're bans. 13, 10, 60. Reese is here. Reese, what were you banned from?
We used to have, like, I'm from down New South Wales, and there used to be just one place in our town everyone used to go to, and I got barred for, like, being drinking in there underage, like, from way before I was 18, and then everyone used to go there, and I got life for always sneaking in. I used to jump the fence and drink in there all the time, and I was already barred for life, so I didn't care, you know, I just keep jumping the fence, and if I was in there for an hour, then that's good, or 2 hours.
He was like, well, I've already gotten the punishment, so I might as well see what I can do.
I'm banned. What else can they do?
Well, I can't get any longer. Once they said I had life, I just didn't care. I was like,
Are they going to ban me for two lifetimes? 13, 10, 60. Who's this?
It's Matthew Long speaking.
Hello, Matthew.
Full name, Matthew. Don't know if we need your full name. We're about to hear this story. What did you get banned from?
I got banned not long ago from a rocky club. Refusal to leave, and I got hit with a 6-month ban all around in Queensland.
Ooh.
And after that, I pulled some strings. I knew one of my friends was a club owner, their dad. So I pulled some strings, got in early, and ended up taking a bottle of vodka over the bar.
I
can see why Matthew gets banned.
I'm going to cut Matty's story there. You're banned from calling the show, Matt. Ryan, see, what'd you get banned from?
Got banned from accommodation in Airlie Beach.
Ryan!
I was hoping we'd get something that wasn't a licensed venue.
What happened?
My friends and I were staying in a room, about 6 of us, and the roof had that paneling with, like, all the little holes in it, like suspended roof.
Yeah.
We had management come to the door because we were being a little bit loud. When they opened the door, there was like a 100-pack of the plastic cutlery stuck up in the roof.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Just knives and forks everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like when you're a kid and dad puts like stars on your roof.
Yeah.
You guys do it with crockery.
Yeah.
Ryan, I see the joke. I see the funny side.
Of course you do.
Belinda, take us home. Belinda, what'd you get banned from?
I haven't been banned myself, but I just wanted to say I worked at a pub where we had a lot of people that had lifelong bans.
Oh, what kind of stuff?
like fighting and property damage, and you would all be very well known of this pub back in the day.
Did you have a Matthew Long come in and try to steal a bottle of vodka?
It's getting to the tail end of the year, which means Christmas. Yeah. Any excuses to play a little?
What's this, Brittany?
Christmas diddle, did it? It's Gwen Stefani. Thank you very much.
Oh, how dare you? She did Christmas.
Of course, she's dead out. Does everything now since she married that country music guy. She's available for gigs. Yeah.
You're right.
But it's getting to that time of year, not just Christmas, where, like, the yearly stuff comes out. So the most Googled terms of the year.
Yes,
and I think we've already done, like, the baby names or whatever.
Pet names.
Pet names of the year. The word of the year. English geeks, frothin'. Because the word of the year has dropped. This is according to the Australian National Dictionary Centre.
That's my favourite centre.
It's a great centre of all the centres.
It's the number
Australian
one.
National Dictionary Centre. I was going to shorten dictionary then, but I thought, nope, I'm not going to call it that.
No, actually, that's my favourite centre.
That's a different centre. We're going to talk about that centre at this time slot. But every year they drop a word that has helped shape the nation for the last year. And they dropped the word yesterday, and it was very, very personal for me because the word of the year for 2023 is Matilda.
Yay!
Which is personal to me because it's my favourite Roald Dahl book.
Yeah. Oh, and then your daughter.
Oh, yeah, the daughter thing. Yep, daughter, the 9-year-old named Matilda as well.
Yeah, but book first.
Yeah.
Daughter.
Well, Roald's
national
classic,
football team.
Right? That's my order of things. And I heard about this on the news yesterday, and you were the one who actually texted me, and you were like, oh, have you seen this? You should tell Matilda and record her response. And I was expecting all kinds of things from her to be very excited. But stupidly, I decided to record when she was eating some ravioli.
Some what?
We call it ravioli in our house. Ravioli.
Ravioli. That's my word of the
year. So in our house, it's just, yeah, there you go. There's a new one. We just call it ravioli because son can't say it. Man, I can't believe I stuffed that up while talking about the word of the year. But anyway, she was eating that, so she was a little bit distracted.
Fair enough.
But this was me trying to tell her that her name is the 2023 word of the year. I've got some good news.
Yeah?
The 2023 word of the year is, drum roll please, Matilda.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Such a little actress. Do you want to know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Each year, the Australian National Dictionary Centre selects a word or expression that has gained prominence in the national landscape over the past 12 months. This year, it has named Matilda as the word of the year for 2023. We couldn't think of a better choice. Hashtag women's sport. Hashtag Matildas. I don't think it had anything to do with them.
No, not really.
It was all just you, right?
Yeah.
Look, could not care less.
Could not care less. If I had a bowl of ravioli in front of me and you were trying to talk to me.
Rabalobi. Say it right. I'm Cliffo and I believe in second chances.
And I'm Bronte and I just want to win again.
Can you beat Bronte? Redemption round.
It's not my turn to win again yet because there's someone who seems to be standing in the way. It is our carryover champ for the fourth day in a row. Dave, get it done, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Dave, we're good. You're just so chilled every morning.
Yeah.
Were you expected to be playing for the forfar? Because we were not expecting a run.
Definitely not.
Yeah, no, we're all surprised.
Let's just get across the line. Like, you're winning, yes, but you're still dudding your way through it. It's often only one or two correct answers.
Oh, there's been a couple of Stephen Bradbury's for the win.
You know, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, does
That's
it?
So That's true. Right. That's so
hey,
true.
A win's a win's a win, Bronte. It's all gold, baby.
Well, it could all come to an end today because your competitor, Dave, is Eloise. So Eloise, I played, she only got one right, but I only got two. So let's just see if Eloise was really a dud or if it was just a dud round for all. Morning, Eloise.
Good morning. I'm feeling the pressure now.
Yeah.
And I remember too, when you first called up, you had just moved to Queensland and we were like, what a bloody welcome to Queensland with Bronte throwing shade at you on bloody statewide radio.
Yeah.
Well, maybe today's my day.
Yeah. Could be, Eloise.
Let's find out, Eloise. You're going into the soundproof booth first, so enjoy it in there. And for you, Dave, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. It's 5 questions. Brother, going for the 4-5. You good to go?
I'm good to go.
You got it, Dave. You can pass if you want, and I'll come back if there's time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your time starts now. The Bird of Paradise features on which country's flag?
Pass.
What famous ship sank in the year 1912?
Titanic.
What does MA stand for in movie ratings?
Mature audiences.
Which fast food chain has the famous slogan, Eat Fresh?
Subway.
In chess, what direction can a bishop move?
Okay.
Forwards. We didn't have time.
No. All good. Eloise is coming back into the fold, out of the soundproof booth. Eloise. You good to go?
Yes.
All right. I'll have the same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Are you ready? You can pass if you want, and I'll come back if there's time.
All right.
Okay. Your time starts now. The Bird of Paradise features on which country's flag?
Pass.
Which famous ship sank in the year 1912?
Pass.
What does MA stand for in movie ratings?
Mature audience.
Which fast food chain has the famous slogan, Eat Fresh?
Subway.
In chess, what direction can a bishop move?
Diagonally.
The Bird of Paradise features on which country's flag?
Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
That's that.
How do we go, Bronte?
Okay.
Oh, how are we feeling first, guys?
Yeah. Dave, any questions?
Nervous laugh from Dave.
Dave. It was nice being on the show, though.
Dave, don't write yourself off yet, brother.
Let's just go through the questions, shall we? Okay.
Let's see what happens.
The Bird of Paradise features on which country's flag? So, Dave, you passed. Eloise, we got in at the last minute. PNG, Papua New Guinea, that is correct. So 1 to Eloise, 0 to Dave. What famous ship sank in the year 1912? We got a pass from Eloise and we got a Titanic from Dave. So there we go, 1 each on the board. What does MA stand for in movie ratings? You both said the same thing, mature audiences. We've got down here mature accompanied.
I think it's different networks call it different things, yeah. So I would accept that as correct.
I'm going to take both of them as correct, so you're both on 2 points.
Well, this is a tight game.
Which fast food chain has the famous slogan, Eat Fresh? Subway is the answer, which you both got, so 3 points each. We have different answers for question number 5. In chess, what direction can a bishop move? From Dave, we got forward. From Eloise, we got diagonally. The correct answer is diagonally.
Dave!
Well done, Eloise.
Oh. That was an absolute fluke.
Yes, it was. Hey,
that's what got me today for, so keep going with that part.
Dave, can I just say, it has been the best 4 days having you on for Can You Be Bronte Redemption. Thank you for being such a sport.
No.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Eloise ruining everyone's good time. No, Eloise.
Eloise, take it all the way.
Take it all the way for Dave, Eloise. How are you feeling?
Good.
Well, lucky for you, all the way is only actually 1 more win. If you take it out tomorrow, you are last man standing. That means $500 coming your way and a potential 1,000 if you can beat the Brontosaurus next week. Dave, thanks again, brother. And Eloise, we'll chat tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
This is your Sick Fix at 6.
Remember how yesterday we talked about a US company offering a festive film fan the chance to watch 25 Christmas movies in 25 days, and as compensation, you'll get $2,500.
I thought if radio doesn't work out or that job at Queensland Rail that they've given the goats.
Yes, see, for me.
Yeah, you said, you know, if radio doesn't work out, maybe the line up with the goats.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe if the goats don't work,
the festive
you're a Christmas person. So.
I'll do it. I'll do it. As a response, I've got a great job for you to earn $2,500 if you're interested.
Our radio careers are just really in doubt right now, aren't they?
A pest control company is offering the chance for one household to receive $2,500. Sounds great, right?
Right.
All you have to do is let this company release hundreds of cockroaches into your home, all for the name of research. You love research.
I mean, what else is there if we want advancement, Bronte?
Yeah, so
I think we should all love research.
For $2,500 and hundreds of cockroaches in your house?
Yeah, that's the... That's like the love of research lessons.
Has a limit.
When you hear... So what's the... So they release them, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to kill the bastards.
So what they're trying to do... Exactly. So it's called the Pest Informer Company. They're looking for a qualified household to participate in this study, looking into the effectiveness of a particular removal treatment. So they will release hundreds of cockroaches into your house. You'll receive $2,500. And they will try over 30 days to kill them all.
Wow.
What's really upsetting is my house currently is... filled of those little stupid German ones, like the tiny little cockroaches.
They're very hard ones to get really rid of.
I've had to just like keep my spray stuff in the bathroom because for some reason they're all in the bathroom. I don't know why. And I could
want to give a look. Little pervs.
The streaming service with Justin Hill.
Well, I was very panicked, Cliffo, when I read a story that said there's a new streaming service coming to Australia. And I said, there's only one in our world, and it is, of course, the one that Justin Hill hosts.
Oh.
Hello, Jazzy.
Yes.
I see where you were going there. Yes. No need to panic.
Thank
a competing pod, Justin Hill.
It's an actual streaming service, and the best part about this one is it is free.
What?
Yeah, so let me tell you about it. It's called Broly, as in umbrella, because the parent company who own it are called Umbrella Entertainment, and this is their streaming service, Broly. It's going to launch on November 23, and it has got over 300 titles spanning a range of genres and eras in Australian cinema. So we've got all sorts of stuff like Babadook and Two Hands. We've got Erskineville Kings with Hugh Jackman, Cut with Kylie Minogue. There's all sorts of great Aussie titles on there. Storm Boy, all of those, and it's absolutely free.
But between that, like ABC, iView, the SBS app, and then, of course, you know, 10, 9, and 7, there is actually some really good content and some great films out there you can watch absolutely free.
That's the thing. I mean, you could be like me and whinge about how much everything costs you, or you could actually get about 5 or 6 different streaming services for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I live by that. Because
well, she hasn't signed up for a streaming service in her life.
Yeah, I love the confidence. Yeah. I live by that.
Of course. Save some money. Just mooch off people. No, something that you can catch on one of the paid for streaming services. This is the Queer Eye franchise, but we're losing one of our boys.
I know, and not just any one of them, but Bobby Burke, who literally does the most work out of anyone on that show. Like, I don't even know how he does it. He's like everyone else is like, oh, come on, let's like go and give you blonde foils and let's like, you know, teach you how to get in touch with your feelings. And Bobby's like, I'm going to renovate your entire house while you're gone. Don't panic.
He's the interior designer, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's the interior designer. He has a team, a massive team that help him do it, but none of them are ever seen on camera. So, but Bobby really works so hard. And I think he's probably gotten to a point where he's like, he has got a lot of stuff going on. We don't know how much longer the Queer Eye franchise is going to go for, but he has announced that this upcoming next season will be his last. So, you know, he said he'll forever be a part of the Fab Five, which I agree, but he's basically just doing a Jerry Halliwell. He's just like, you know, leaving the group while it's popular and big, and he'll probably branch off and do his own thing. If I'm Correct. And I usually am. Yeah. I reckon he signed a deal for his own show.
Wow.
You've heard it here
All
first.
Right. Watch this space. Those guys are like fairy floss on a rainy day, the Fab Five.
Literally.
Just incredible humans like this man, yeah. Justin Hill, from the one and only yep. streaming service podcast. There's fakers out there, but he's the OG. Justin Hill, love you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Alpha Bucks, it's back one more time this week. It will play after 8 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, the 17th of November. Bronte.
And your clue for Friday to play along, your free answer, is Mars.
Mars.
Now, originally, I read that as Mars, the chocolate
company.
Yeah,
no, I was thinking Cliffo's favorite bar.
Yes.
Mars.
Yes, but actually, isn't there a planet called Mars?
I don't think so, no. It's just a chocolate. I don't know where you got that from.
Okay, well, you know what the question's going to be tomorrow then.
M is your letter. Mars, your free answer for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on Hit.
So we've been a partnership for just over a year. Didn't appreciate the eye roll that just came with that, but...
it's for something unrelated, I promise you.
Just poorly timed. And I feel
it
like...
It is funny that we've hit the year.
I know.
And literally as we hit the year, we
split
announced
up.
That the show was breaking up. You're going to be here next year.
Yeah.
I'm going over to the dark side.
Yeah. But look, we've had a lot of fun. We've learned a lot about each other. Some things weren't necessary, but I feel like I've been a very open book with you. And yes. It's for that reason.
We're
that,
too open at times.
Yeah. Sometimes. I think I just, you know, I have a lot of respect for you.
Righto.
She says through her teeth. But I just think I've finally done something that I think as my friend and as a, you know, radio father figure, you'll be proud of me for.
And there has been times that I hesitate to even bring this up because I think it ages me. I think we're more friends than anything.
Mm.
But there has been times when you have lent on me.
Yes.
A little bit more in a father, like, I don't think
just
you,
more
like
a grown up,
more of a grown up kind of way. Like, there was the time that you were, you know, using chemicals to clean your microwave.
Yes.
I was like, bro, just put a cup of steaming water in there. Like, stop using chemicals.
When I didn't know how to wash my walls, you were the
That's
first
right.
person I thought
yeah,
of.
Suggestions.
I just see you have a house, you have a family, you're more grown up than me. One of the things I've kind of revealed on this show is that I am a bit of a moocher when it comes to streaming services.
Yes, this has been an ongoing theme for the last year.
Justin Hill from the streaming service, very upset with me that I have all of the streaming services, but I don't pay for any of them. I just use other people's accounts.
Well, only on this morning's chat with Justin Hill, I was saying, oh, there's so many free accounts like, you know, 7 Plus and, you know, 9 Now and ABC iView. And you're like, all of them are free.
Exactly.
All if you of know them the are right free people. When you mooch.
But, Cliffo, I have news for you.
Yeah.
That as of yesterday,
yeah.
I have started paying for my first streaming service.
It's a big moment. It's one small step for everyone else, one giant leap if you're Bronte Langbrook.
I got a text from Binge saying for just $2
oh,
a month.
I heard about this.
For $2 a month for 3 months, you
it's,
can
what's
get Binge
the
Basic.
Is it Black Friday, is it? Or whatever the sale is at the moment, that's their sale.
And I wanted it because Binge has all of the Real Housewives. Mm. It has the Below Deck, all of the reality TV trash that I love. And so I am paying for my first streaming service ever.
Yeah.
Are you proud?
This is like, you know, I mean, some parents rate highly, you know, first words, their kids, like their actual birth kids taking their first steps or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
This just rates nowhere near.
Yeah, great. Good.
Right down the bottom.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.